This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's allies are responding as President Volodymyr Zelensky requests heavier tanks for that nation's defense. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The White House says President Biden will talk about the continued support for Ukraine at a noon address. This coming after U.S. officials said the United States had agreed to send M1 Abrams tanks to help Ukraine's troops push back Russian forces in the country's east. Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Germany will provide one company of Leopard 2 A6 tanks, 14 vehicles, and the goal is for Germany and other countries to provide a total of two battalions or 88 tanks. Scholz says they are acting in close coordination with their international allies. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday signed a controversial law toughening punishments for disobedience or desertion from the armed forces amid Russia's invasion. Stronger sanctions will also apply to offenses such as threatening commanders, fleeing the battlefield, or consuming alcohol, according to the law published on the Ukrainian parliament's website. The new law also prohibits courts from giving reduced or suspended sentences to soldiers found guilty. Finland's defense ministry said Wednesday the country had issued the first commercial export license for military material to Turkey since 2019, a key demand for Ankara to approve Helsinki's NATO bid. A special advisor at the ministry told AFP that the export license granted concerned steel that would be used for armor. Several thousands of people took to the streets in South Africa Wednesday to protest a prolonged energy crisis that has resulted in crippling power cuts for the continent's most industrialized economy. Protests took place at various locations nationwide, including the seat of Parliament, Cape Town, and the financial hub Johannesburg. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Zambia, the second stop in a three-country swing, where she assured the country's president and its finance minister that the timely restructuring of Zambia's debt is a top priority. She spent most of Tuesday highlighting long-term measures to mitigate the sort of threats to food security exposed by Russia's war in Ukraine. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spent most of her visit to Zambia Tuesday talking about the agricultural investment potential of African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has affected hunger and the cost of food worldwide. In a village in Changwe, an hour from the capital Lusaka, Yellen emphasized not only tackling acute food needs, but also scaling up investment in food system resilience for the long term. Next on the list of U.S. cabinet members to visit Africa is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who plans to travel to Ghana, Mozambique, and Kenya starting Wednesday. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week.
The documents with classified markings make up about four boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters at the hands of police officers. Human rights advocates are calling for condemnation of the state violence unleashed since Pedro Castillo was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, was notably absent from a meeting of regional leaders Tuesday in Argentina's capital, where most avoided mention of the civilian deaths in Peru. At least one person has died in deep cold and heavy snow in Japan. Winds whipped and snow blanketed wide swaths of Japan Wednesday, snarling traffic, forcing hundreds of flight cancellations, and disrupting train travel. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.